we are promoting this event as a funeral. And the point that we want to get across with the funeral, which will look and sound funereal, Monday afternoon in the Berkshire Superior Court, there's going to be a settlement hearing to finalize the agreement between the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and Tennessee Gas Pipeline. And essentially what that settlement agreement does is it grants Tennessee Gas the right of way on an easement in Otis State Forest. And heretofore, that land has been protected by Article 97 of the Massachusetts State Constitution, which was approved by voters in 1972. So coinciding or coming just before that hearing, we are having a funeral across the street, essentially mourning the loss of the protected conservation land, and we feel that it was sold down the river to the lowest bidder because there is some compensation, but we don't feel that money compensates for conserved land. And so we will be having a funeral procession on the sidewalk around Park Square in Pittsfield across from the courthouse. We have a coffin. The procession will be slow and mournful. We will then have an actual funeral service and eulogies and a few other things, and we will disperse in time for folks who want to go over to the hearing in the courthouse, where there will not be any demonstrations or any signs inside the courthouse.
How do you expect the pipeline will impact Otis State Forest?
Well, one of the things that they plan to do is Spectacle Pond, which is a gorgeous pond in Otis State Forest. They are planning to drain it of 1 million gallons to flush their pipelines when they're testing them and then release that water into the wetlands. And as you know, that part of the state is still in a serious drought situation. And one of the things that we think is really abhorrent and frankly stupid, why disturb Spectacle Pond in that way? We're also concerned about the water that will be released because after it's gone through the pipes, it will not be pure and clean. So that's an issue as well. There are also, in terms of the construction, there are protected wetlands along that easement that have not yet been identified or marked for protection. They cannot be disturbed. Those are just some examples. One other important one is there have been identified a number of sacred stone structures along the easement. And sacred stone structures are not cultural artifacts that could be moved and put into another place for display. These are considered prayers, and they're protected by federal law. And the Narragansett tribe has notified FERC that they feel they were not consulted enough on this process. And as far as they're concerned, the process for identifying and deciding what to do about these sacred sites is incomplete. So if they go ahead with their construction without having been thorough about the impact on these sacred sites, frankly, I think that's desecration.
Now, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has approved the Connecticut expansion project.
Yes, they have.
Are there?
And I was just going to say, and as far as they're concerned, of course, it's a done deal. But as I'm sure you know, there are a number of appeals going through Massachusetts courts having to do with the water quality certification, which we are challenging. We do not think that there will be no impact to the water quality, and the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection has given them a certification. So there are a number of appeals winding their way through courts in Massachusetts. As far as we're concerned, it's not a done deal.
Kate, how would you compare the opposition to this Connecticut expansion project to that of the now suspended and much larger Northeast Energy Direct project also being pushed by Kinder Morgan?
That's a great question. As you know, there was a great deal of opposition, very active, large crowds leading up to that success. And Sandusfield is, you know, tucked into a little corner of Massachusetts. There's already pipelines there. And so raising awareness about the impact, of course, has taken more effort. But with this hearing on Monday and with the Attorney General's office having basically brokered a deal to allow Kinder Morgan to have this right-of-way, the resurgence. We're seeing quite a resurgence. And I have to say that I have been surprised at the positive response to this action on Monday. It's been spreading kind of like wildfire. So, I don't think that we're going to, on Monday, have, crowds like we were able to turn out for the walks that we did trying to stop Ned. But I'm pretty sure we'll have well over 100, maybe over 200 people. It's during a work day, so of course that eliminates a good number of folks, but there's been a really excited response to this action.